When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The fifth episode of Our Biggest Win with Ken and Robbie, and Robbie and Ken begins right here, right now. You might be listening on the Knapsack Network, which has been housed on Anchor for a long time, which is now Spotify for podcasters. Put a pin in that. I want to talk about that in about 20 seconds. Or you're watching on YouTube, but I hope you're watching on YouTube because you get to see our smiling faces. I'm Ken. That's Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Hello, Ken. Hello, everyone.
This is a show. This is a show where you and I, two pals from different parts of the world, or you know, the United States, come together to share our biggest wins from this week. I'm excited because you and I both have some wins to talk about. But that doesn't mean our week hasn't been full of losses. And I think that's, at the end of the day, Robbie, correct me if I'm wrong, that's what this show is about. It's finding the wins amongst the losses.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging both and not just, oh, my life sucks.
Yeah.
Even if your life does suck.
Yeah.
There's always, you know, a silver lining.
Yeah.
Or whatever platitude.
Whatever bullshit makes you feel okay. Before I go too far, I just want to, I'm going to do this on a solo episode of The Blathering recorded. I'm going to record that next couple of days. I think the Knapsack Network is going to be changing networks, podcast networks soon. Stay tuned. That usually never affects any of you out there. But Spotify bought Anchor a couple years ago and changes started to slowly happen. Now the changes are full in effect. And I don't lie. I use Spotify for music. They trust me. I know from now firsthand releasing some things, they don't give you a lot of money. But that's where we're at. I can kind of live in those two worlds. But they have made it nigh impossible for Spotify podcasters to get anything. I could use the $30 a month that the ads from Spotify were generating. It's now down to zero. They've changed the standards of how to reach advertising, which, you know, I guess that's on me for not having a more popular podcast, but that's the reality. So I'm a little bummed. Robbie actually tweeted about it. I tweeted Spotify for podcasters on Twitter, X, wherever the hell it is, actually said, so what's the hardest thing for podcasters? Let us know. And I tweeted that back to them. You changing the ad standard so none of us can make even a little bit of money. Dipshits.
It's a, yeah, I'm not even sure what to say about that because it's, you know, let's just continue down this road of stifling creativity, shall we?
Art and making a living as an artist or an entertainer is increasingly difficult. And some people might be like, yeah, woe is you. I don't care. Fine. But imagine a world without these kind of folks that aren't the algorithm chasing influencer type of artists, which do their own kind of art. It's just base level stuff. I don't think it's important. It's entertaining at times. There's a guy, he's really popular. I don't even call the guy out by name. He does, I see him on Instagram. I don't really go on TikTok, but I think he's there as well. And he just takes other people's wacky videos, like nurses dancing in a hospital, and then he cuts to him going, oh, I'm sick. Are you going to help me? And millions of views. And it's entertaining. I get it. I'm not default. The guy's doing right by his career. But the fact that that's what is needed to succeed versus anything else, that's where I'm frustrated. I'm going to end my rant, Robbie, because it's supposed to be a good show.
I'm still stuck on the fact that TikTok is a thing.
Yeah, and it's it is, and it's an art, and it's its own art form. Like these folks that are doing good stuff on there, that's what happens. Even when Vine popped up, I tried to get in the Vine game. Six people would watch my vines, so I don't fault anyone for getting successful on this stuff. But it's hard for me to not look at the shortcuts that people are finding.
Yeah,
and. Well, can just take the shortcuts. It's not artistically fulfilling. So
that's not what you do.
It's not what I do. And Spotify taking away any money. Like you have to now hit higher standards on Spotify because they're in a war with Apple. So now it's a tech war. So everyone still generally listens to a podcast on Apple or YouTube. YouTube is more of a popular podcast app or location than Spotify. Spotify's trying to win. So now you got to push everyone to Spotify, and then maybe we'll pay you out for $20 a month. And it's frustrating. So anyways, that's where I'm at. But we got some wins. And Robbie, I just
want to... Well, let me say one last thing, not to cut you off or
please
take over your,
calm me down.
Story. But with that all being said, hey, if you guys like this show, or even if you just like us, or hell, if you're just like, they're trying, give this a like and subscribe on YouTube, won't you? Because that's
all I need.
Because we're all going back to YouTube, folks. I think we all started out on YouTube, and now we're all going back to YouTube.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah, we got cameras rolling now because we want people to see our faces.
Hit that notification bell.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying all the things.
Yeah, you're peaking. You got so passionate, you peaked on that microphone there. That's amazing. Yeah.
It'll be the first time in a year and a half, I'll tell you that.
I want to do some housekeeping up top, but it's part of my win, and I've been talking too much this episode, so here we go. I'm going to share quickly what some of my wins are, and we're going to come back to them, but I want to hear your wins. As a lot of you know, I released my first comedy album, In My Day. It's an audio album. The special edition is up on Bandcamp. They just had a Bandcamp Friday on November 3rd. So if you get this episode a little bit later, it's probably beyond Bandcamp Friday. But hey, I'd love it. Even if you're like Robbie said, hey, Ken's trying, head to Bandcamp, kednapsock.bandcamp.com. And you can if you get that special edition, which has bonus content, you directly help me. I'm happy if you listen to it on Spotify and Apple or you buy it on Apple. But that is something that will hit me later on. This will hit me directly. So that's out there. But also, this is the win we're going to talk about, the big win. A piece of music, a song I co-wrote with Brian Tiller and old handsaw Sean Arnold is out there. We have a musical project called The Moonagers. And our first single, Tell Me, Tell Me, was released November 3rd, the day of this recording. This episode is probably coming out a little bit later in the evening or into the next day. It is available also on Bandcamp at themoonagers.bandcamp.com. Links will be down below. But also you can listen to it. Listen to it over and over on Spotify. You can buy it on Apple. Listen to it there. Amazon Music, all the other spots. It is out there. And we're going to talk about that win in a little bit. But I wanted to get that before people clicked past any videos, any part of this video and podcast, Robbie.
I'm very proud of you guys, by the way.
Thank you. I'm proud. But that's my win. We're going to talk about that. But your week started with a win. It may have ended with some losses, including you having to listen to this a-hole rant about podcast advertising. But you had a win at the beginning.
Well, people that have been listening know that I was in transition as far as, making big changes in my life. Mm. My house is sold.
Sold.
It is. I am now free of, home owning is not for everybody.
Right.
And here's the deal. The last couple of years, it's especially when you live alone.
Mm.
I loved my home. I had very many good years there. But the reality was that with health problems and change of direction in my life, it was just running just for you guys. it just became more of a, I can't manage this.
Right.
And so I made the decision to sell my house and sell my house, pay off my debts and try to plan something for the future that didn't involve me being, you know, anxious all the time.
Yeah.
And we're done. That's done.
That's beautiful. This is a commitment thing to me. This is a tough decision, an emotional. How long were you in that house?
I was in there for almost a decade.
I mean, that's,
and it comes, yeah. and it comes with, it was, my best friend who passed away, who was also a work colleague. We, ran a business together. He passed away, very suddenly. And, he left me the house, which was
great.
But at the same time, I was never, listen, I'll admit, and I'm sure there's some people out there that feel the same way. Depending on what your circumstances are, if you're, you know, if you're married or you have a family or there's, you know, everybody has different needs. Mm. You know, when you're a single boy who just doesn't like to commit.
Yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, I felt such a, I felt so indebted to him and grateful and humbled and, you know, also just missing him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I spent a lot of time in that house. I mean, he was my best friend. And so it there was a lot of emotion attached to it.
Yeah.
But literally. Then I realized that when my circumstances changed and, you know, a lot of people know I was in the hospital most of the beginning of this year.
Yeah. On death's door.
Yeah. And not working. Mm-hmm. And obviously, because I was in the ICU for 6 months, but you know, you all know this when you go on vacation or you go to work or you go to die, shit doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And of course it was winter in Rochester. So like I came home to like the biggest electricity bill and heating bill.
I've
ever seen in my life.
You didn't have the chance to turn it off when you went to the hospital in an emergency fashion.
And nor could I, because it was like, because I didn't know what was going to happen. It was. And it was also one of those things where I'm trying not to die. Yeah. I'm not really thinking about, oh, how do I wrap my house up?
Yeah.
And again, not to be dramatic, and I'm sure everyone's sick of hearing about, oh, poor Robbie.
They'll comment below. Yeah, he's trying.
Yeah, he's trying. He's trying, and thank God he's still alive.
Yeah.
Go back to episode 2, kids.
Yes. Yes.
But my thing is that the win for me isn't the road that got us here.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't the reality that, like, okay, I was sort of, you know, I talk a good talk, but in many ways I was sort of forced into making these decisions.
Yeah.
But the win is, and what I encourage other people to do is, don't be forced into making decisions. If you're doing something you can't do, if you've got something in your life that isn't working, cut the fucking cord if you're able to. And I know that sounds like, you know, easier said than done, but trust me, you don't want to find yourself in a position of, hey, nobody wants to be in debt. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be in debt in case of an emergency.
Right.
Nobody, I mean, you just got to do what you got to do. And it's not, and everyone's like, oh, but you have a little nest egg now. I got to tell you, no, with everything that I had to pay to take care of things.
Right.
Yeah. It's
less,
you know, and of course I still have living expenses and I still have medical expenses, but now I don't have, you know, I don't have property taxes and I don't have those kind of utility bills and I don't have the, oh, you know, I'm you know, using a scooter, so I have to hire somebody to mow my lawn. You know, I
shovel
can't,
the driveway.
You know, I have to have the driveway plowed when we get the 3 feet of snow we're going to get in January.
Yeah.
And I can't do it because I'm a heart risk.
Right.
It's just like, and this is shit that I've been worried about for years.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Hanging over your head like a hammer. And there's... Yeah, and it's not like you won the Mega Millions and you're riding into the sunset. You kind of squared yourself, from what I gather.
Yeah. Which is a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, another huge burden is knowing that something could happen, unfortunately, and realizing that, oh, there are other people that are going to have to take care of this.
That
bugs the hell out of me because I'm not, you know.
Yeah. So. I mean, look, would I fly out to pack up all your Madonna posters? Yeah. And your Nightwing figures? Yeah, I would. I would. You got
me. You want the sex toys, don't you?
Only after you boil them. Yeah.
Yes. Did you know?
Yes. No, I didn't.
And I found this out only mm-hmm. because I worked in a quote unquote bookstore for a long time. And okay. bookstore, we mean, you know, adult toy store.
Okay.
And
quote unquote bookstore.
That I always giggled like an immature child, even though I was like 40.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whenever they would say on the back of them, dishwasher safe.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And I would say to myself, like, I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
But that is not going near my Pioneer Woman cookware.
I've known that. Yeah, I've known that. And in my day, I've been around a few of these devices. And there's a great shop on, I think, Santa Monica Boulevard, Pleasure Chest. Check it out. Not a sponsor. Been there before. They offer classes, Robbie. Yeah, I think that's a lone dishwasher day. You're right. All that water and heat for just that item or items. I don't want to assume people just get one.
Right.
It's the reality of it.
There are so many things you just learn about life. But anyhow, all that to say, dildos excluded.
Dildos excluded.
Just, you know, that's my words of my pearls of wisdom.
No, this is a big win. And you text me.
Take control of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the win. That's what I'm hearing. It isn't the sale of the house, which was tough, emotionally tough. Also, selling houses just isn't easy anyways. Moving is not easy anyways. Shrinking your life down is not easy. So there's all this kind of thing. But the win I'm hearing is an open road in front of you. Even if that road is you starting completely over at zero again.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It was either this or file bankruptcy. And there's no shame in doing what you have to do. I mean, listen, we've all been there. But
yeah.
And I just, you know, I could have carried down this path of being... I did not, I'll admit it, because I know there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way. Like, you're supposed to have it figured out by the time you're an adult. Well, mm-hmm. I'm 46, and I'm not even close to having figured anything out as an adult.
Yeah.
But you learn so much, but most of us learn shit by stumbling through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't grow up with, like, you know, financial schooling, we'll call
it. No, yeah, I didn't. No lessons. Yeah,
I don't know a lot of people who do, you know,
maybe especially our generation too. I don't know. Or maybe all.
And I think this is fitting that we, you know, I relate this back to Spotify because obviously those people don't care either.
No.
I'm angry at them now.
Yeah, it's.
I peaked again.
You can peek away. It's the problem of the times but it puts me in a weird spot because I'm someone whose stand-up act is based entirely around now the importance of change and finding your place in change and embracing new technology. And, like, you know, the Beatles, I love the new Beatles track. And does it have a program that's AI-based? Yeah, but people need to educate themselves on what actually that is versus the other kind of AI that is type into computer, you know, make John Lennon sing. That's not what that was. It's new technology and a new thing to use. But Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes, even going back 20 years, which emerged after, you know, Napster and all these kind of new frontiers, these corporations find a way to make money off them. I don't have a problem with that on the surface, but they go unchecked and there's nothing you can do. And everything is truly disrupted, but the disruptors don't stick around. They themselves fall. That's what we see the whole NFT and parts of the NFT world and the crypto world. And Uber and Lyft is the one that I think I see the most. They changed the game, made it great, easy to go out to drink, to have a party, to get home relatively safe. There's been issues with that over time. So I'm speaking generally. But then the cab industry is destroyed. And jobs are destroyed there. Then the Uber and Lyft destroy things for their own employees. And then we saw during this past year in LA, you can't get an Uber or Lyft sometimes. It's gone. So now we're all back. Now everything's destroyed. And the disruptors just walk into the sunset. And that's where I feel right now with the podcasting world, where the grifters at places like Cast Media and all the stories you've heard recently, those grifters get to walk away into the sunset for the most part, while the creators, the artists, the people who are trying to entertain and enlighten, maybe provide some poignancy to your life, are left scrambling. And that's nice. That's the anger.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah. And it's everywhere. It's mm-hmm. We've seen it on all of our favorite YouTube channels. We've seen it in healthcare.
Yeah.
We've seen it. I mean, this is such a downer, but here's a hot take. The most important thing I'll have said entire episode.
Hot take.
I don't like the new Beatles song.
Oh, wow.
Let me qualify that.
Okay. Explain it.
It's not that I don't like it.
Okay.
It's a beautiful song,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But for being what is billed as their final song, it's a kind of a downer. Like I go back to what was it, 96,
94, 95. Yeah, Freeze Bird, yeah, 95, right?
And that one was so uplifting,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That this one makes me feel kind of like, oh, well, I thought my life was sad and pathetic. Thanks for confirming it, John.
Look. From that point of view, I understand, you know, this isn't the sequel to I Saw Her Standing There, I Want to Hold Your Hand. It's Lennon alone in the Dakota with the TV on in the background, tinkling on his piano, probably thinking mostly about Yoko, but it definitely applies to Paul or George and Ringo and the Beatles overall. And therefore, I feel it's a hurt so good song. But that if you're not in the mood for the hurt or don't want the hurt right now, like you're talking about, yeah, it could be a mirror when you don't want a mirror, when you don't want a reflection. And I'm not saying that like you're not strong enough to face your emotions. You, more than anyone I know, do. You just want a happy little ditty right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's my escape from, I mean, I'll give you another example.
Please do.
Well, I'll give you 2 examples.
Mm-hmm.
So we've not been talking about content,
yeah,
for reasons that, you know, is something, it sounds like, you know, a strike,
yeah.
I finally got caught up on a lot of things that I had not been catching up on this year because mm-hmm. I've been waiting,
yeah, or in the hospital, yeah, yeah,
and yeah, mm-hmm. And all I'm gonna say is that I was feeling pretty hopeful after one of the things I caught up on,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, well, you know what? That didn't put me in a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll try to catch up on this other thing. And I caught up on another thing. I love how everyone's like, you're not even going to tell us which one it is, are you? No, figure it out right between the lines. If you're watching this channel, you know what I'm talking about. And then I caught up on another thing. And I thought, well, that left a lot of things open-ended, but it left us in a good place.
Right, right, right. Right.
And then I saw the third thing, and if tech is fucking dead, I am not dealing. I peaked again.
You've been peaking.
And then that just put me in a bad mood.
That season of that animated program that may or may not take place in the stars, is the best season they've put out of any of their programming, I think.
Such wonderful character development, such wonderful stories.
It's the best.
It's like it is the first time in that universe.
Yeah.
And we can change the subject after this. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. It is the first time I've become acquainted with a group of characters that I feel like I know these people.
Right.
Like their personality types sort of, you know, mirror people I know in my real life.
Yeah.
And
which one am I?
So it's kind of funny because you're kind of Echo to me.
Echo, really?
You're Echo, and sometimes you're a little bit Wrecker.
I'm definitely Wrecker. Not the super strong one physically, But I am the dumb lump in the corner.
But you have a thoughtfulness and a darkness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like a crosshair darkness, but
oh yeah, no.
Because you know that going way back to when I first met you,
mm-hmm.
I even after his tragedy, I've always been in love with Echo.
Yeah.
For those of you who are catching a theme here, I don't like real people usually because I can't be bothered.
Yeah,
so most of my mad love affairs in my head are with animated characters or cartoon characters or,
Why do you think that is? What is it, an insulation thing? Is it a wall? Is it just because that's what the world deserves?
It's because Nightwing has an amazing ass.
It starts there.
And we're going to talk. Do you know what it is? It's because fictional characters can't disappoint you. Wow, that just got really sad. I'm not going to run roughshod over my exes and whatnot. Because, I mean, again, commitment phobic. I'm not a great boyfriend. I am a wonderful best friend.
Mm.
I am a wonderful son. I am a caring person.
Is that how every relationship has ended with you giving that speech?
Yeah.
I'm a rebel, Daddy.
It's usually, it's not you. It's me.
Right.
Followed by, usually it's been fun.
It's been real.
The dick's been good.
Do you? I've never ended a relationship with that. Has the dick's been good?
Has the dick's been?
But is it? Do your relationships end good though? Do you have good relationships with your exes, or some of them may be combustible and explosive?
I am friends with pretty much all of them.
Right. Right.
And when I say friends, I mean if we ran into each other,
right.
We'd be like, hey, what's going on? My most recent, I talk to every day.
Yeah.
You know, he's sort of moved from the you know, boyfriend to the, like, now he's just like part of my family in a weird incestuous Game of Thrones way.
Yeah. No.
Sense. That I'm grateful for. I mean, I haven't, you know.
Right.
But I'm very upfront.
I've never thought that.
Like, if you're looking for like marriage, mm-hmm. I'm not the one.
You're not the Robbie. Yeah. It ain't me, babe. I'm with you too. I've maintained friendships in the sense of occasionally we'll run into some of the formers or communicate, but it's all above the board. It's all nice. It's all supportive. I've always, even if they've ended with some emotional downturns. The ship's been righted.
You've done something even more rebellious than me.
What's that?
I've never dated a coworker.
That's all I've done.
I've slept with them. I've never dated.
Yeah. That's all I've done. Which maybe should have been questioned at some point, but it's also, that's how you meet people, right? You're locked into these lives. And you know, from getting coffee from the same person every day until that blossomed to working close quarters with someone every day to showing up at a new job and being like, who that? Otherwise it's rather difficult. The friends of mine who try, I understand, you know, don't bloop where you eat and blah, blah, blah. I understand it. I think it can go wrong and it can be tough. And there was some bad days, and awkward days, and not even bad days, just awkward days. You're fighting 30 minutes before you're walking in the door together. I have some friends who don't do that stuff, and I think it's hard for them to find people. So,
it's that whole thing of if you're spending 8 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
Somewhere, then.
Yeah. It's natural. The relationship that ended the worst was my first one. And that was a MySpace discovery. You know what I mean? Like, that was 04 range. And that came out of that. And that was the one that ended the worst. And I tried to right the ship. I should have walked away even as on a friend level afterwards. But I tried to stick around to be supportive. But that's sometimes a me issue, you know, like... You sometimes just got to walk away, and who cares what they think about you? And that's not always easy. You know, I don't go around.
We have,
yeah. This is still a win. This is still about our wins. because this all comes out of starting anew. This all comes out of what you experienced. Selling this house, it's not a financial windfall. It's a clearing of the next path. And that's a lot of what we're talking about, I think.
Exactly.
And the dildos. Exactly. And the dildo tips.
Well, you know, I mean, again, when you're, never mind. I can't even, like, I just, the sentence formed in my head and I heard it and I was like, if I'm listening to this, mm-hmm. I'm turning it off right now. So I'll just stop with that.
They're trying. Well, then in that case, before we start to pack up, I do want to share my win. And
please do.
I'll bring up the graphic again for those watching. Yeah, the Moonagers is the name of the band. It's weird to call it a band because I don't write music. I'm just doing the lyrics and working on some of the melodies. So it's a project. Brian Tiller and Sean Arnold, who have been long friends of the show and supporters of mine, and two just wonderful, talented chaps. Geniuses.
Two of the nicest guys on the planet.
And that doesn't, that's a title that should not be worn as any kind of curse. This is our first piece of music, Tell Me. It's actually the first thing we wrote. Brian and I had kind of put it together. Then we brought in Sean a little bit later. He made it even bigger and bolder. And then we have six more songs after right now, and actually more than six that we've got ready and getting ready for the world to hear. So hopefully mid-December or so, we'll get a little EP out. That actually might push the limits. It might just be an album. We'll see. But anyways, this started out as a dare. I keep saying that, and it started out as a dare. I've always wanted to write music. I always wish I had the musical talent. I came close to learning the guitar when I was like 19, 20. I learned the G and the E, gave up on it probably too soon. But also, much like, you know, the mystical power in that space universe we were talking about, we all have access to it. Some just have a little bit more access. I don't think I had access as much as other people to musical talent. You could only learn so much. But I did write a lot of lyrics and poems and a lot of melodramatic, sad boy shit years ago. And I really did want to pursue that. And I worked on some musical stuff with some friends, but, you know, it was silly stuff on the side. So anyways, all that sad story aside, about a year or so ago now, in October 2022, I was on a live stream, and Brian Tiller had written some music and shared it in the Force Center Discord. It was like a Star Wars inspired thing. And I just saw him in chat, and I just said, hey, you know, have you ever got a piece of music that I could write some lyrics to? I'd love to do that. And he reached out to me, DM'd me, and was like, you serious? I was like, sure, totally serious. And he did. He sent this piece of music that is this song, Tell Me, pretty much as is. Like, it was all there. And I was in Seattle doing a show with Mark Ellis. I was in my hotel room. Because that's when you're on the road with Mark Ellis, you're mostly just in your own hotel rooms taking naps. And I got the audio, and I got the track, and I got scared. I got fucking scared, man. And there's a lot more serious problems in the world, so this isn't a giant problem, but I couldn't do it. I was like, I can't figure this out. So I kind of put the song up on the shelf, to the point where Brian actually eventually emailed me, was like, hey, do you still want to do this? Because maybe I'll take this down off my SoundCloud page and do something with it myself. Walking the empty streets of Burbank, the lyrics finally hit me, the first batch of them at least. I sent them to Brian. Does this work? He said it did. And that began this journey to where on November 3rd, it was released. This is, I guess we can call this single. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. It's on Amazon Music. And I get to see it and I get to hear it. And it's real, man. And yes, it's so easy to get some of this stuff out these days. We're not a band that's going to go on the road. This is kind of a project. This is a studio-based project. But it's one of the things in my life that I always wanted to do. And Robbie, it's a win because I did it. And I did it with Brian Tiller.
It's a damn good win.
Thank you. And I did it with Sean Arnold, and I'm so happy.
It's a damn good win. And I would like to correct you, though. Yes, it's easy to get that stuff out there now because the avenues are available, but it's not easy to get there.
Yeah, sure.
That's something you guys have done. So give yourself some credit because, again, we both come from a history of, I want to do this. Ooh, I'm overwhelmed. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You fucking did it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did it. And more on the way. And there's even, I don't want to say better stuff on the way because that undercuts the legs of this wonderful tune, which is an absolute... I worry though, if you're going to listen to it, Robbie, because it's a little sad. It's a sad song with a bouncy, happy tune to it. But we have some amazing stuff coming that I can't wait for people to hear. This song was truly just the beginning.
Am I allowed to say that I've heard something that you sent me a while ago and
yep.
I said it was really, really great?
At this point, yeah. I need all the promotion I can get for anything I've worked on. Just please, fire away.
Hit that like and subscribe button
mm-hmm.
and the notification bell.
Yeah, Robbie's not over-modulating for a reason, for in vain, I should say. Tell me. I can't even remember what I sent you.
I can't remember the name of it either, but it was very early on. It was probably midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I could go look back what it was, but it was.
It's the ballady one.
It's the ballady, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was when you, again, I can say this now, Insider Baseball. That's also when you told me about the comedy album.
Yeah.
And I just remember, so I got hit with both of them on the same day. And I was so like, you have no idea how much I needed that.
Because
there's nothing like going through your own stuff
and
feeling like a complete sack of shit.
Literally.
Figuratively and literally. There's something about when someone else is like, hey, I'm doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I needed to hear some good. I needed to hear some positivity, and you did that. So thank you. And of course, I've had to sit on it for like 6 months too. So
no,
which is the only thing I've been sitting on because you know.
I appreciate that. Nat, no. The song that you're talking about is a song called "Good to Bleed," and I just can't wait for people to hear it. It's a tough one too. Maybe needs to come with a trigger warning, but it's also wonderfully sing alongy, and it could be played in a bar, and I think people would grab a pint and a friend and put an arm around each other and sing the lyrics.
And it's very relatable.
It's too relatable almost, right? That's I can't wait. Just can't wait. I can't wait. We have some other ones there as well. That one is just all the genius of Sean Arnold on display in both as a musician and a producer. And the hooks from Brian. Brian's just got this really direct, I keep going to pub rock vibe, but it's that every man kind of connection where he's coming up with music that you already kind of feel you knew. And it's just been so much fun and there's no expectations. And that's what it's been so good. Like at the time of this release, you know, the purchases from Bandcamp and the listens and the downloads aren't rolling in, but it's there. And I couldn't care about any of the other things because I never thought I'd get here. And that's my win. Your win is about zeroing out and moving forward. Mine is about actually doing something and seeing what happens after that.
So. I'm saying no, you're saying yes.
But you're saying yes to the future, and I'm saying yes to the future, but I'm saying no to a lot of the things that have held me up in the past. Because I'm the I am the king of putting obstacles and excuses down in front of me. Can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. And it's a problem of mine. But this was a why can't we? Let's do it.
So exactly.
There you go. I hope some folks out there got a little bit of insight from today's episode. And if it's the only insight is boil your dildos or wash them separately, then I'll take that win, Robbie. That's a win from our wins.
Exactly. It's you know, it's not always about life lessons. Sometimes it's about hints from Heloise, sex style.
There it is. There
Does
it is.
Anybody even listening even know who Heloise was? Am I that old and gay? Mm.
Maybe. I'm not even sure I know. Explain
that. Well, I wouldn't expect you to. I'd expect Grace to know.
But I'm from the same generation as you, so maybe I stumbled onto it in a dark alley.
Right, but straight boy.
I'm a straight boy.
Not that I'm labeling you.
But no, that's a label. That's true. But what if I turned a corner at a dark alley I didn't know, you know?
You wouldn't have to worry about hints from Heloise. I'll guarantee you that if it were dark. Anyhow, I'm going to shut up now. I love everybody.
We love you too. All the links you need to get the things that I've released or find Robbie online or just, you know, support us are there down below if you're on YouTube or in the description on the podcast side. Just follow us at KedknapSuck. What are you with? You're Robbie M. Smith, right? I always forget.
I am Robbie M. Smith. Sometimes I have to remind myself that too.
Follow us and let us know, hey, you're trying, and that's the win we'll take. Bye, friends.